Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Some people say, liberals are so tolerant. And you know, feminism and women should not be abused.
Folks, we're going to start off today's presentation with what I consider to be the most disgusting insanity I've seen in a while. Please enjoy this. What? A nutcase.
It's hard to confuse everybody.
But still, it's better to be... You ought to kill them with kindness, remember?
That's right. What?
They actually have people filming you the whole time.
Cool.
That's why I say kill with kindness.
Guess what? Hey.
Destruction of private property. It's against the law.
If somebody gets raped by somebody...
Watch this.
And they're like, I'm a 16-year-old and I can't have this baby. Think you should keep it?
It's a baby.
Yeah.
If someone was raped and she gave birth and she decided to kill her 3-year-old child.
Bam! Kicks her in the stomach.
Someone call the cops! Someone call the cops! Someone call the cops!
Really?
Do not touch me! Someone call the cops!
Why can I never be standing around when something like this happens? This guy, roundhouse, kicks this woman in the stomach for having a pro-life position. Period. He ends up getting fired from his job, and even the liberals that he's working for don't condone what he did. He's on the run from law enforcement in Toronto. This happened in Toronto. Well, why can't I or somebody like me be standing around when something like that happens? I would have caved his head into his chest. Ah, God, the mental retardation going on. So on we go with this fiasco of Me Too on steroids. We have the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, which we've talked about on Resurrect the Republic several times. I've been really... pulled in directions, realizing now what is really going on. This Kavanaugh scandal is an absolute another deep state distraction. You know, it's, as the New York Times calls it, an explosive charge. It was 36 years ago, and the accusation they go on to talk about. Poor Christine Blasey Ford, the accuser, decided to do her public duty. Well, they knew that this would ignite the left, and what it also does is it galvanizes people with conservative mindsets to rally behind Brett Kavanaugh. But as we shared with you just the other night, in Judge Napolitano's kind of review of Kavanaugh, one of his principal decisions was that it wasn't a Fourth Amendment violation for the NSA to conduct mass surveillance on the American people via their cell phone carriers because, you know, that wasn't being used for prosecution, it was just being used for intelligence. What exactly do you think the Founding Fathers would have to say about that? But this is all the Americans can get involved with, both right and left, is where he did or did not put his junk 36 years ago. This is like watching insanity unroll itself. So, you know, I didn't really know a lot about Kavanaugh. Didn't follow his career. So at first I kind of got caught into this tug of war. If every public servant were disqualified on the basis of what he got into in high school, Washington would be empty. So let's delve into some myths and mysteries. There was an opinion piece that was put out by a former Georgetown Law School student. They spent 3 years at Georgetown Law sitting at the feet of some of the nation's leading legal scholars, and they learned a few things about him. First, Supreme Court justices aren't saints. Instead, they're subject to myths, mysteries, and mob thinking, just like the rest of us. Second, anyone who expects Brett Kavanaugh or the Supreme Court to make any significant changes, take on the deep state, or pull the plug on the swamp is going to be disappointed. The Supreme Court sits not on Mount Olympus, but squarely in the middle of the swamp. It is important to the swamp because it can shift the balance of power from one faction to another. It's like tribalism. But not since 1937 has it ever threatened the swamp itself. Back then, FDR proposed to pack the court with friendly judges if it got in the way of his New Deal. And it quickly fell into line. And now, all the brouhaha concerning Brett Kavanaugh's nomination, and America has squandered even more of its precious resource, which was time. The Kavanaugh affair may take up 100 million hours worth of the public's time and help it not to notice what is really going on. Over the last half century, the feds have taken up, squandered, and misallocated more and more of our time. And we saw at these hearings that the typical working stiff has to spend about twice as much of his time today earning his house and his truck as he did in 1971 while this play unrolls itself and people don't talk about it. We saw, too, that the entry of a billion new people into the international labor pool should have cut his costs, thereby increasing his real income, but housing is not imported, so it escaped competition. It did not escape the Fed zoning, building codes, and work rules. House prices more than doubled. Taxes rise. You're paying more and more. The redistribution of wealth, whether it be on the left or whether it be on the right, and I assure you it's on both sides, continues on. Politicians have been not really willing to do much about it, and neither has the Supreme Court. So, the Kavanaugh affair is best seen as entertainment, really, a time-wasting diversion. The fight between pro and con factions is a swamp fight. Neither side would reduce the power of the swamp itself or threaten the established elite that runs it. Mr. Kavanaugh and the Furies assaulting him are also swamp critters. Mr. Kavanaugh was a student at the Deep State Insider Georgetown Prep when Miss Blasey Ford was at the Deep State Insider counterpart Holton Arms. Whether he sits on the Supreme Court or not, there will probably be no significant change in the direction of the country. The swamp doesn't care about Roe v. Wade, Marbury v. Madison, or Dred Scott v. Sanford. And of course, there are different factions within the swamp, little isolated islands infested with people who are worried about global warming or inequality and deep dark holes where the monsters want to put in place an electronic totalitarian state to control every aspect of your life using algorithms backed by machine guns. And it continues on. That will never change. The factions fight it out, but what they share is more important than what they argue about. They are all committed to shifting power, prestige, and money from the public to themselves. To put it quite simply, the status quo will not be interrupted. The revolution will not be televised. But in keeping with a good tradition of, you know, it is somewhat entertainment. And as a conservative, it does disturb me the tactics that the left side of the swamp uses just as much as the right side. Matter of fact, the right side actually probably disturbs me more because I'm a conservative, but I found this next report from the Next News Network very enlightening. Very, very enlightening. I'd love to share that with you. Check this out.
More breaking news, my friends. This is probably the most important story that we're going to report on today. The smoking gun. Yes, they just found the one incriminating thing that Christine Blasey Ford forgot to erase from the internet. Yes, it's been widely reported that Judge Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford's online presence, was wholly scrubbed from the internet prior to the Democrats violating her request for privacy. Natural News headline here screamed that reality on September 19th. Kavanaugh accuser Blasey Ford scrubbed her social media profiles before she went public with baseless accusations. Author Mike Cernovich posted multiple tweets confirming that her online presence was in fact scrubbed. Christine Blasey is a far left-wing activist who spent all weekend deleting her social media accounts. This is classic dog didn't bark. By the time Ford went public, it wasn't just her social media that had been deleted. It was every one online reference to her. And then he says this, everything had been wiped, not just the stuff she was in control of, like Facebook, Google results, course syllabi, and results, ghosts. Somebody inside Google most likely manually deleted it. Cernovich alluded that someone inside Google likely manually deleted references to Ford. Remember, Ford openly admitted during the committee hearing connections to Google by hosting interns at her home who used her second front door. Take a look.
Bent. Well, can you tell us what impact the events had on you?
Well, I think that the sequelae of sexual assault varies by person. So for me personally, anxiety, phobia, and PTSD-like symptoms are the types of things that I've been coping with. So more specifically, claustrophobia, panic, and that type of thing.
Is that the reason for the second door, front door?
Correct.
Is claustrophobia?
Correct. It doesn't. Our house does not look aesthetically pleasing from the curb.
I see. And do you have that second front door?
Yes. It's,
poor baby.
It's nice to host Google interns because we live near Google, so we get to and other students can live there.
Can you tell us?
So there you have it, Christine Ford's own admission of her connection to Google. Now, if Google assisted in scrubbing her online presence, they missed the one thing that's probably the most damning of it all. One of her research papers in 2008 included a study in which participants were taught self-hypnosis and noted that hypnosis is used to retrieve important memories and create artificial situations.
Well, there you have it, artificial situations. I feel like, you know, everything has become just one big, huge reality show to these people. Now, of course, this information just, it takes people like me who want to critically think, you know, and analyze Kavanaugh for his decisions, for merit, for facts, and hold his feet to the fire for those purposes which are reasonable. And when you hear about things like this, it causes an artificial situation, an artificial support. It's almost like we have to rally behind this guy now because look what the left is doing. Well, all the while, the right is infected with Trotskyism, the Trotskyite neoconservatives, which, by the way, Kavanaugh served. So this is just really Orwellian. If you'd like to see the rest of this presentation, please go to the Next News Network channel on YouTube. Now, how many all of you out there have heard the lyrics to this song written by Ronnie Van Zant, that warned us of the New World Order? By the way, shortly before the plane crash. I just want to share this with y'all just to take a quick break.
Well, have you ever been down in the ghetto? Have you ever felt that cold wind blow? Well, if you don't know what I mean, won't you stand up and scream? 'Cause there's things going on that you don't know. Take it to it. Thank you.
Well, have you ever been down in the ghetto? Have you ever felt that cold wind blow? Well, if you don't know what I mean, won't you stand up and scream? 'Cause there's things going on that you don't know. Well, if you don't know what I mean, won't you stand up and scream? 'Cause there's things going on that you don't know.
Well, that was fun. All right, let's get back to this Kavanaugh issue. Since so much time has been spent on this anyway, I want to give you guys a really good, clear idea as to why I take the position that I'm taking. There was a piece in Axios entitled The Big Picture, What to Know About Kavanaugh's Judicial Record. So let's tear into that a little bit. On healthcare, Kavanaugh's most significant Affordable Care Act-related decision was in a case about the individual mandate. He did not, contrary to what some of his critics have implied, vote to uphold the mandate. Second, dealt with a more far-fetched challenge. It sought to have the ACA invalidated because the Senate wrote most of it. The Constitution's origination clause says bills that raise revenues have to originate in the House and not the Senate. Point three on that is such Senate amendments are permissible under the clause's text and precedent, Kavanaugh wrote, but he said in an earlier ruling it upheld the law for the wrong reasons, and the court should take another look at the decision. He lost out on that. Environment, he won't be inclined to give federal agencies wide latitude in imposing climate environmental regulations. That's good. Longtime environmental lawyer David Bookbinder tells Axios that by his count, Kavanaugh has been involved with 6 climate change cases, and in 5 of those he took a narrow view of the EPA's regulatory authority. Former Obama official Jody Freeman told in an email, I am not sure he is so different from Justice Kennedy on this score. Can we expect decisions that cabin the EPA somewhat? I think yes. I would expect Justice Kavanaugh to make sure EPA and other agencies stay in their lane, so to speak. Press freedom. Kavanaugh is claimed to be a constitutional conservative. I take exception with that. I'm going to explain why. Some legal experts argue would likely side with conservatives in supporting corporate free speech cases. Now, this is the concept of corporations having the right of an individual. A corporation is a fiction. It is a creation of individuals. And to give, this is what, by the way, one of those things that the 13th Amendment, the original 13th Amendment, would have put to rest long ago. The corporation is not an individual, and big corporations should not have the ability to steer law and precedent. It becomes corrupt when it does. Look at what Monsanto is, just a great example of this. That.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And to give, this is what, by the way, one of those things that the 13th Amendment, the original 13th Amendment, would have put to rest long ago. The corporation is not an individual, and big corporations should not have the ability to steer law and precedent. It becomes corrupt when it does. Look at what Monsanto is, just a great example of this. That doesn't even need to be a left-right issue. That's just a common sense issue. So when it comes to libel, the Hollywood Reporter's Eric Gardner details a decision authored by Kavanaugh, the U.S. Appeals Court for the D.C. Circuit, 4 years ago, that allows litigation to be used to deter free speech. That's not a constitutional conservative opinion. But that is Kavanaugh's. When it comes to net neutrality, Vice has an article explaining why Kavanaugh is a major net neutrality opponent. Privacy. Kavanaugh has stood behind warrantless government surveillance in the past, including the NSA surveillance operation that former NSA contractor Ed Snowden exposed in 2013. He wrote, "The government's metadata collection program is entirely consistent with the Fourth Amendment. In my view," he says, "the critical national security need outweighs the impact on privacy occasioned by this program." That is an absolute complete opposition to constitutional conservatism. Kavanaugh also dissented on the court's decision in 2010 about authorities placing a GPS tracker on a suspect's car without a warrant. Kavanaugh said the suspect did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy in his movements. Folks, law enforcement should always have to go to a judge and get a warrant, base that upon probable cause. Otherwise, they can just go on endless and countless unrestricted fishing expeditions, and the police, and we've seen this happen, become politicized. So on the abortion issue, per NBC, Kavanaugh's record of public comments and legal decisions on abortion rights is relatively thin, but he did, he told Senator Chuck Schumer in 2006 on the issue of Roe v. Wade. And this was one of my biggest issues was, you know, Do I feel obligated to support him because of his position on abortion? Well, if confirmed to the D.C. Circuit, he said, this is what Kavanaugh said, "I will follow Roe v. Wade faithfully and fully." That would be binding precedent of the court. It's been decided by the Supreme Court. Even though the principal litigant in that case, Roe came forward and said that she was urged to lie, to give false testimony, that brought that decision before the Supreme Court. In and of itself, that is new information. That should be relative to rehearing, in my opinion, in common sense. Anyway, in October, then, when a pregnant, undocumented teenager wanted an abortion, Kavanaugh wrote in his dissent that the court was wrong to conclude that she had the right to an immediate abortion on demand. He said delaying the procedure until she could be released to a U.S. sponsor would not impose undue burden. I kind of go along with that. On executive power, Kavanaugh has consistently sided with arguments in favor of broad executive authority. He has called for restructuring the government's consumer watchdog agency so that the president could remove the director, and has been a leading defender of the government's position when it comes to using military commissions to prosecute terrorism suspects. And that includes domestic terrorism. That would include ranchers like the Hammonds and the Bundys. So you might want to really actually think about that too. Something that could come up during his confirmation, Kavanaugh argued that the president should not be distracted while in office by civil lawsuits and criminal investigations, per the Post. I don't agree with him on that, although I do believe that the investigation into the president is another bread and circus. The Russia, 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 Russia. All the while we have complete and total uncapitulated support for Israel. And Israel, of course, is all kinds of involved with Russia and China and sharing in technologies and, you know, Ben Gurion. I'm a proud Bolshevik, so I'll just leave that as it is. That's the real Russia, Russia, Russia scandal, including Uranium One, which that's a whole other situation, not related. So, regulations. He's been open to using the First Amendment to strike down government regulations in the past, but that kind of goes into contradiction. This is from the Wall Street Journal. That kind of contradicts some of the warrantless spying stuff. His career on the D.C. Circuit has been marked with dozens of votes to roll back rules and regulations. On corporations, Politico reported that business groups were called upon the White House to help push his confirmation. The White House, in a document sent out to business groups, wrote that Kavanaugh has overruled federal regulators 75 times on cases involving clean air, consumer protections, net neutrality, and other issues, and most recently favored curtailing the government or the power of independent federal regulators. Now, rolling back regulations is a good thing, but then you take into account the FCC and Tom Fitton saying that 5G doesn't need regulation, doesn't need research, doesn't need the scrutiny, get out of the way of technology when you're talking about radiation and putting it near a whole bunch of people all over the place. So there's two edges to this sword of regulations.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility? as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Right. Creating an environment where there's no regulations whatsoever, and empowering people like Mr. Fitton is insanity, ladies and gentlemen, totally and purely. So there are some real problems with Kavanaugh that aren't being talked about. Why? Because of the distraction of Me Too, believe us all. Regardless of the fact that we don't have any evidence, and the evidence actually shows that we actually manipulated the entire system. Think progress. I don't even know why I bother assaulting myself by coming to that rag, but, you know, just in reading what their complaints are. This is the problem I have with Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein had a really huge problem with being spied on herself. But she has absolutely no problem with the American people being spied on. Let me tell you very clearly of this. This is why you don't hear Dianne Feinstein taking Kavanaugh to task over his decisions regarding the NSA and mass surveillance. Not a peep. Not a peep. It's all about the Me Too insanity, which only just creates that fracturing divide and rallies conservatives who may have problems with some of Kavanaugh's decisions to have to rally around him. This is like mind control, folks. I've broken free of this stuff. Every once in a while, they pull me back in a little bit, and I have to shake it off. But to be really quite honest with you, this situation with Kavanaugh and Me Too, and not talking about these other issues is a serious, serious problem. And you don't see the real mainstream leftist rags talking about that. It's all about Me Too.
which most conservatives have completely rejected. You don't put the power of somebody without having to provide evidence to destroy people's career. You don't empower that kind of thing. It's insane. It's insane. There is nothing sane about it. So, in defense of Kavanaugh on the issues of the whole Me Too insanity, I'll defend him all day long on those merits right there. But when it comes to his support of the deep state, I'm sorry, folks. He's part of it. And if you have been led to believe that by the nomination of Kavanaugh, that the deep state is somehow going to suffer some sort of wound, then you have fallen into the propaganda that has been given to you. Please don't fall into that. I hope that our listeners, at least, they can break free of that right-left paradigm vacuum cleaner that sucks people in. Ah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating because we see this just, it's like unstoppable for people that are sitting back going, you know, face-palming. It's just, we can't stop this train. This train has left the station, and there's little we can do about it, except just inform people as to what they're really seeing, because, you know, if you guys think that NSA spying on every American through their cell phone, if you think that the founders, if we could resurrect them today and bring them up to speed on technology and ask them what they thought about it, the muskets would already be out by now. Just saying. I'm not advocating violence or anything, just saying the muskets would have been dusted off. It's insane. Absolutely insane. Now, here's something else that happened, right? This is from Reason Magazine. Here's what Congress was doing while you were watching the Kavanaugh circus. The passage, and this is really important. This hits home with me. Passage of Tax Reform 2.0 blows a huge hole in the budget, and a much-touted opioid bill might just make the crisis far worse. Well, that would just make the CIA and everybody protecting poppies all over the place happy. While much attention was diverted by the political circus surrounding Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Congress passed a massive spending bill and another round of tax cuts that will combine to blow an even bigger hole in the federal budget. Lawmakers also found time to pass a bill restricting Americans' access to prescription painkillers, something that's likely to force people who are dependent were addicted to opioids, and many people that suffer from chronic pain that are, a distinction seemingly lost on legislators to seek out more dangerous alternatives. And folks, as somebody who has suffered from chronic pain most of my life, I can tell you that it is under a doctor's care with a certain form of opioid that was less dangerous than OxyContin and stuff like that. It was used to get my pain under control until I could take remedies that eased the symptoms. And there was a time in my life that before I went to this doctor that I was cut off because they couldn't find what was wrong with me. They did end up finding after I fell into a coma that something was very wrong with me. But because doctors couldn't find out what was wrong with me, it was assumed that it was psychosomatic or, you know, they couldn't justify giving me opioids. And this was before this legislation went into play. And I was in such pain, tears rolling down my face, unable to walk, unable to function, that I resorted to the use of self-medication through means that were not lawful. And it did nothing but destroy my life. So this bill seeks to do things that these legislators who, by the way, any of them can get whenever they want. They have nobody peering over their shoulder, pulling them over and searching their cars and doing all of these things. So they can do whatever they want for the most part. But they want to pass this stuff and it will. I'm telling you right now, this is not going to have any kind of a good effect. It's a feel-good measure that will create more problems, like the government always does, create more problems. All the while, you know, we've seen these images of U.S. Marines walking through the poppy fields, protecting them. It's just insane. And when asked, the Army said, you know, that they were trying to not provoke the Afghanis. I mean, come on. Really? Really? I mean, we have photo after photo after photo after photo. Just, you know,
it blows my mind that the American people can be such dupes about this. It blows my mind. You know, if opium and heroin was the real problem, you would think that we would be firebombing these poppy fields. But no, we're not firebombing them. That's not changed, by the way, folks. That wasn't just under Obama. It's going on right now. It's going on right now. This is nothing new. Nothing new. I mean, I don't know how much more evidence you need. Huh? Defending freedom. Protecting poppies. Great. Wonderful. Yeah, I mean, just the hypocrisy is unbelievable. But they're going to make the problem worse here by preventing doctors from being able to give prescription opioids to patients that need it and have them following some sort of law, at least going through a physician, being monitored to some degree. And I don't know what these people think. You know, they create a black market when they do this. Prohibition doesn't work. It creates Al Capone. It doesn't work. It never has. The war on drugs is not a war on drugs. It's a war on the American people, and it's a war for control. That's what it is. That is exactly what it is. And what my radio listeners can't see right now is I'm bringing up picture after picture after picture after picture of U.S. troops protecting poppy fields, not destroying them, working with, and sometimes, in some cases, subsidizing the opium there. And how much do we need to, how much do we know already about the CIA's drug running? That's how they funded the whole Contra thing. They're drug running. Our CIA can run drugs, but the American people can't get their hands on legal drugs. And of course, in the article with the pictures that I'm showing, video unavailable, the U.S. protecting opium. Oh, YouTube account associated with this video has been terminated. Of course it's been terminated. So let's go to back to a little bit more mainstream account. Remember this one? This was, Geraldo Rivera. Check this out. This is just to refresh your memory.
Welcome back to Fox and Friends. Dave Briggs, he's Clayton Moore, she's Allison Camerata. We're going to head to Afghanistan this morning. One of the biggest obstacles in front of the U.S. troops there in Afghanistan is the opium trade. The Taliban is using it to intimidate the population.
Yes. Joining us from Helmand Province is Geraldo Rivera. Good morning to you, Geraldo. Tell us what you've seen during your days there in Afghanistan.
Hi, Allison, Dave, and Clayton. Yes, in some ways, the Marines' brilliantly executed invasion of Marja, this town in the middle of Helmand Province, was the easy part. The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, you know, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium, because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines, really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
Now, did you hear that? It's part of their culture, right, to do what they do. It's also part of some of these people's culture to chop people's heads out and eat their hearts. Is that all right, too, General? Good God! I mean, the propaganda that Fox puts out is just amazing how they can put a positive spin on this, but I digress.
And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer to do it. They can rotate any of their crops. that they want. If they want to get rid of their wheat and grow cotton for the winter, they can do that, and we're going to help them do it. So the same thing goes for the cotton.
So you think that, you know, we were at the market, and everywhere we go, they're selling these little devices. Take a shot at this, Greg. They're hand-carved. These are the little devices they use to scrape the opium sap off the plant. And I watched as you bought everyone that was for sale because you care so deeply. Why did you do that?
Well, I'm off the street. The idea is that we don't want to harvest the poppy. We want to, you know, hopefully turn the poppy over and put some wheat, cotton, watermelon, cucumber. It's all great stuff they grow out here. We just want to see that that come to fruition and the poppy just to go away.
How do you separate the good guys from the bad guys? You know, I watched that checkpoint you had. The cars are out on the road. That's the good news. The bazaars are coming back to life. That's the good news. But I don't know, how in the world do you tell a Taliban from a guy who just lives in the neighborhood?
You don't. They do. And I'll tell you, the majority of those people are good people. The ones that are bad are really bad, and they've convinced some of the good people to be bad. Follow that. Bottom line is, most of them are on the fence, and it's just a matter of showing them the good, showing them the fact that the Jarrell government is here. It's going to make a difference, that we're here to help them with that security and those resources. But they're the ones that are going to make the difference. There are a few bad people. The majority of them are good.
But I really, I fault the politicians for putting the Marines in this position, you know, where we can't eradicate these crops for security reasons, and these guys, after winning the war, in a sense, now have to fight this fight. But next year, hopefully it'll be better. I just want to quickly pan around, see some of the...
Yeah, next year it'll probably be better, and that was many years ago, and it hasn't gotten better. The propaganda has gotten more thick, but it has not gotten any better whatsoever. You know, and just following through with this whole hypocrisy, we've covered all these other insane issues. We need to go back to history, back to what we know, because, you know, a lot of these things are classified for decades to come. So we have to keep reaching back to what's already been revealed. Okay. So, I'm going to share this with our audience. Some of you who, when this, transmission ends, if it ends at this point, there will be a link to the following, to the rest of this presentation, in the description of this presentation. And for those of you listening live, you know, have at this, you can take the, you'll have access to the full presentation here. But this was an unaired documentary that ran regarding the CIA and covert drug smuggling operations in America. And I think that it is as relevant today with what's going on with all of this talk about the control of opioids and opioid crisis being a national emergency. Look, folks, the national emergency is the war on drugs. You know, there are ways that, you know, I don't think that drugs should just be made available to everybody like, you know, willy-nilly, but there should be places, and there should be especially your private home, in which the government doesn't have the right to tell you what you can and can't do, what you can and can't medicate yourself with. Had I been given the access to a lawful path of pain relief, of pain regimen, I would have never had. My entire life was derailed by this. I come from a family of judges, lawyers, professionals, and my entire life was derailed because of my chronic pain and the fact that I was taken abruptly off of painkillers, which is exactly what this is going to do. All the while, the hypocrisy of it, the absolute hypocrisy of it, is that our own government has been involved with protecting, with enabling, with smuggling, with selling, with raising revenue from these illicit gains to fund wars in other nations and coups and all kinds of things. It's hypocrisy. It's sickening, and it needs to stop, but the only way it can stop is if the American people wise up to it, and we just keep trying. You just keep trying. There's nothing you can do about it. Might as well face it. Disagree with anything you label racist. Welcome to the place. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The 1980s was a decade worthy of its name. It stood for a span of time with a unifying, coherent philosophy, which we all more or less shared. In the 80s, it was morning in America.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works.
And morning in America sounded good, but proved to be a false dawn, fueled by junk bonds and government debt. And when the market crashed, the junk dealers on Wall Street began to look a lot like the crack entrepreneurs, devastating the inner cities. The 1980s represented a huge U-turn for a lot of people, and a descent into a crack cocaine-induced nightmare from which many will never awake. Something happened in America in the 1980s, something not yet fully understood, but seen in outline by almost everyone. The growth of a multi-billion dollar drug trade with the power to create narco-democracies everywhere its tentacles spread. And they spread a lot of places, even here. In the land where the palm trees kiss the tangerine sunsets 365 days in a row, Los Angeles, California.
So we begin our story of the drugging of America here in Los Angeles. Hello, and welcome to Conspiracy, the Secret History. My name is Daniel Hopsicker, and I'll be your guide tonight on our journey to the secret heartbeat of America. We're in Los Angeles because what happened in Los Angeles happened in hundreds of other American cities in the 80s. But because it's Los Angeles, it happened bigger. Everything is bigger here. The money, the cars, the houses, the drugs, especially the drugs. Until recently, Los Angeles looked to many observers like the capital of the future. Then drugs began to destroy whatever social stability existed here. Admittedly, never much. This is a company town, a factory town, the manufacturing home of America's second leading export, the moving word, movies.
Then crack came to town and everything changed. The results are everywhere around us. Every one of these faces is an MIA in the longest and most costly war this country has ever fought. A war that's already lasted twice as long as Vietnam. A war that cost us way over $16 billion a year, even though nobody thinks we've got a prayer of winning it.
Of course, the name of this war is as familiar to every American as the names of our family, friends, and neighbors that have been lost in it. It's called the War on Drugs. Tonight we're going to see evidence that it just might be an utter sham.
Since crack came to town in the middle 80s, there have been persistent reports that the Contras and the CIA were somehow involved in it. So we begin our story about drugs in the American way in an unlikely place, here in San Jose, California, with the controversial series Dark Alliance, the story behind the crack explosion, in the San Jose Mercury News, written by Gary Webb. His...
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.